Hello, everyone. Welcome to Channeling Divine. We are here tonight for the first time ever. So I'm on my own show. Don't really know what I'm doing yet, so please forgive me. I see that Misty Little Wolf, which I believe is my friend that I already know, she says, "Hi, Marsha, you're singing this song. Or are you singing this song, and what is it called?" No, I wasn't singing the intro song. That was Danielle Agnew, the fabulous Danielle Agnew. And I'm not sure what that song is called because I haven't heard it in a while. So, anyway, Channeling Divine is a call-in show where I would like everybody to call in with their questions, comments, or problems in their life that they would like help with, that they think maybe spiritually I can help them out with. So, I have a practice called Soul Sync Bodywork, and there we have several different practitioners where we do all different kinds of energy work and some massage therapy. We have also have a gal who does hypnotherapy, and quite a few things going on there. I was just there. In fact, that's why I'm late tonight actually starting, because I was doing a group healing there from a past life where we were all together, and there were, let's see, about 10 of us in the room. We were all together in a lifetime in Ireland and dancing around a huge fire and having a good old pagan time when we got raided and everyone got killed. So doing a huge healing on that, and kind of lost track of time. So the way I do my healing is I sing, and the vibrations of my voice help heal the cells in your body and help release some of the memories in your cells. Your body holds on to things from lifetime after lifetime, and it's wonderful to finally realize that and then just let it go. And let's see. I see you. Misty says, "I love Danielle." And this is Misty from Unity. I see. Hi, sweetie. Good to see you. So Danielle says hi, too. She's kind of in the background here helping me out. So it's wonderful to have support from your friends. My daughter's also here in the room. She gets to see what we're doing here. And thanks to Sean, too, for helping me out.
Absolutely. Welcome to mtradio.net.
Thank you, sweetie. Really appreciate it. So if we have callers calling in, the phone number is 406-545-4496, and it's option one, or you can go to mtradio.net/chat for the chat room. And I see someone named Brian joined the chat, too, so that's fabulous. So anyway, if you would like a healing on anything spiritually, if you think you've got a past life issue going on, we can talk about that. If you think you've got a curse going on, we can talk about that. Those are fabulous to get rid of. And let's see. We do hexes. We do ghosts. We do earthbound attachments that are attached to your body that you may or may not know about. If your life suddenly changed and your tastes changed and you don't know why you suddenly don't like to do some of the things you like to do, or why you don't like peaches, just look into this a little bit and find out about earthbound attachments, or call somebody like me or anybody in our office can usually help you with some of that stuff that's going on. So let's see. What else do we do? We do all kinds of stuff around there. I recently took a trip to Florida and learned about something called soul trauma healing, which we go through all your chakras to find out where you might need help with, which chakras you might need help with. And then we connect with the guides and ask the guides what lifetime the trauma came from. And then we talk about the lifetime, and you get to know some fabulous lifetimes or some really horrifying lifetimes. And then we talk about how that connects to this lifetime in the present. And then we go through and we do the healing, and we reconnect your soul pieces that were shattered and lost during that lifetime. It's really, really deep healing, and a lot of people have called it life-changing. I know it was for me. One of my lifetimes was I was 5 years old and around a lake in Scotland. And I see me wearing a little white dress and with all kinds of frills all over it, but very, very dainty, but fairly plain. I mean, it wasn't stark white, so I wasn't terribly rich, but at least it had some ruffles on it. So, in this lifetime, I'm sitting at the edge and I heard my mom calling and I stood up to run to get my mom, lost my footing and fell into the water and the dress was pulling me down and I kept screaming for my mom, but I couldn't get anybody to hear me. And the interesting part of how that correlates now is the fact that I still don't think anybody can hear me. So I'm on the radio now. And I've got my own show going on downtown, too. And I sing so that people can hear me. And I feel like I have to sing in order for people to hear me. So it's been really interesting. And once that life was healed, now I actually have the guts to come on and do the show. So that's been pretty fun. All kinds of lifetimes like that happen. So I see there's a couple more people in the chat room, so if you have any questions, let me know. Let's see, what other lifetimes, or what other things would... Oh, I did a Life Between Life hypnosis session, and one of our gals does that. Those are pretty fabulous, too. You get to go into your past, your last past life, normally, is what you do, and she takes you through where you died in that life, and then up into the spirit world, so that you can find out what you do in the spirit world. Coincidentally, I sing. That's why people recognize my voice, and your soul recognizes my voice. You know, since I'm talking about the singing, maybe I will just sing one. Ooh, we have a caller. Great. Hello. Welcome to Channeling Divine. This is Marcia. How are you?
Good evening, Marcia. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. Do I know you?
No, but Danielle knows me.
Awesome. Well, any friend of Danielle's is a friend of mine, I bet. I bet you're in L.A., huh?
No, actually, I'm in Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan. Oh, have I talked to you before or not?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't think we've spoken personally, but...
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, nice to meet you. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
What's going on, Brian?
I had a question regarding past lives. How can a person tell when they're actually dealing with something from their past life versus something now? What are some of the indicators that people should look for so that they know where to look for a solution?
Okay, so if you're feeling something in your heart chakra, but you don't know exactly where it came from, mm-hmm. I'm just using the heart as an example, because almost everybody has trauma in their heart, right? So almost everybody has trauma in their root too, but we might not recognize it as much. So in your heart chakra, basically it has everything to do with your emotions in your heart. Love and betrayal is one. So if you went cruising through this lifetime and there's really not a whole lot that you didn't get over, but you still have a tremendous fear that comes from something deep inside you that you can't really pinpoint. And it might have to do with, it might have to do with anything. But one good example was that I was working on a friend of mine, and she, actually it was the same lifetime where we were all dancing around the fire in Ireland. And, she has a real problem with charging money, but it came, so the two chakras were connected. Her sacral chakra is the one that has to do with money, and then the heart chakra had to do with the betrayal. So those two connected, and she could never understand why she didn't want to charge money for all the healing that she does. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, if you really can't pinpoint where it's coming from, you might want to look into a past life. Or sometimes, you know, some of us get flashes of past lives, and we don't know where that vision came from, you know?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was going to be my next point.
Uh-huh.
For several years, I get images, flashes of the Eiffel Tower, Paris, France. I've never been there, ever.
Uh-huh.
You know, but all growing up, I had an affinity for French things. I'd watch some shows in French. I studied French in high school all 4 years. I studied French in college.
Ooh, speak some. I like French, too. I love the language. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
And I've never been able to explain why I keep getting the Eiffel Tower, that image of Paris.
I would say that has to do with a past life, yeah. Brian, can I sing for you?
Certainly.
Would you mind? Okay. Now,
no, I'm a singer myself, so I...
Oh, good, good, cool. So this is going to be an Irish song, more than likely. I'm not sure what... I go with what the guides tell me to sing. So, unfortunately, I don't know anything in French. So, and most of what I do is based on Celtic music, because that's the lifetime that this energy work that I do came from. So, just relax. Maybe close your eyes. See what comes to you when I'm singing, okay? Shul, shul, shul harun. Sugar ga saki roga dar saga sole leon he's go che to move one in I wish I was on yonder hill. 'Tis there I'd sit and cry my fill, till every tear would turn a mill. Iscoche tomb of one in slon. Shul, shul, shul harun. Shuga saki roga shul go kyun. Shul go dar saga sole lyon. Isko che to move one in slon. I'll dye my petticoats, I'll dye them red. And round the world I'll beg my bread, until my parents would wish me dead. Iskoche to move one in slon. Shul, shul, shul harun. Shuga saki roga shul go kyun. Shuga dar saga sole lyon. Isko che to move one in slon. But now my love has gone to France, to try his fortune in advance. If he e'er comes back, 'tis but a chance. Iscoche to move one in slon. Shul, shul, shul harun. Shuga saki roga shul go kyun. Shuga dar saga sole lyon. Isko che to move one in slon. I wish I wish in vain. I wish I had my heart again, and vainly think I'd not complain. Escoche tu mouvoir in slon. Shul harun. Shuga sakir roga shul go kyun. Shuga utor saga sole lyun. Escoche tu mouvoir in slon. Okay, Brian, what did you feel?
I felt vibrations in my head around the region of the third eye, and after that, I also felt it right in the center of my chest.
Imagine that.
And I also got the image in my third eye of the flamingo, which is representative of heart healing, the totem.
Yes, very nice. Wow, and pink, coincidentally. For art.
And I did get an image again of the Eiffel Tower, but this time there were fireworks around it.
Oh, really?
So, almost like a celebration.
Do you feel like this is a good life for you?
I'm working on making it a good life.
This current one, you mean, but I'm talking about the one in France.
I think it might have been, but...
I think it was, yeah.
Something happened. I wonder if maybe something happened because of World War II. I've thought about that a few times. Something happened there, and but I've just never been able to find out for sure.
Well, I get that it was a pretty good life for you. Now, the thing about World War II comes up, and this sound is going to sound really weird, but I died twice in World War II. Once being burned up in a tank, and the other time being shot through the chest. So World War II is a little traumatic. It's hard for me to look at, even psychically. So let me see, though, if I can get something on that. I think probably you lived out a lot of your life in France, and that it was a pretty good time. The fireworks are interesting, though. I don't know when they would have fireworks in France. You know, whether they do it at a certain time of the year, other than maybe New Year's. I find it interesting that they came up for you, though. In fact, are you sure it was fireworks? Was it peaceful?
There was only color. There was no sound. There was no, you know, you get that kaboom.
Right.
The fireworks wasn't any sound. It was just the colors.
Yeah. This might not be comfortable for either one of us. However, I think it was more... seeing fire come out of the sky, and it sounds, I mean, I believe that something hit close to you, so you lost your hearing, and then you were hit with a shell, but you saw, like rapid fire coming out of an airplane. Was it lines, or did it actually look like fireworks?
It kind of looked like lines, yes.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's probably what you saw. And that's probably what got you, too, unfortunately.
Okay.
So, I can do this healing long distance. Are you ready to let that go?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Brian, just relax and take a deep breath and blow it all out for me. So what I'm doing is pulling the energy out of Brian from that lifetime and pulling the energy from all parts of his body, but through the heart chakra, so that all the strings that were attached to that come out all at the same time. And I pull through until I see really bright, healing light of God. And then what I'm going to do is ask for the pieces of his soul to be funneled back into his heart chakra and be settled into wherever they need to go, anywhere around his body, and grounding into muscle, tissue, organ, and bone, so that he can be healed through every lifetime, all the way to this one. How do you feel, Brian?
A little bit lighter.
Good. Awesome. By the way, I do work on you while I'm singing the songs, too. I'm moving energy around. I'm feeling what's going on in your body. And you do feel like you're having a pretty good time this lifetime, so that's great.
But thank you, though. I've been wondering about that and carrying that around for a long time.
Wonderful. Well, good, Brian. I'm glad I could help. That's wonderful. Recommend me to your friends.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, if anybody else has any interesting life questions, or maybe you don't think they're so interesting, but it might be interesting for me. So anybody have any issues going on out there that they think they need help with? The phone number is 406-545-4496, option 1. And we're at mtradio.net/chat to get into the chat room. And I see that Sean says,
how do you feel about taking a little break?
Okay, great.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
At Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Bodywork for your appointment today at 281-0135. Or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, Whispers from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjons in downtown Billings.
Hello, welcome back to Channeling Divine. We had a caller call in, but we were on break right then, so I'm hoping she'll call back. I think her name was Tammy. So Tammy, if you're listening, call back in 406-545-4496, option one. So we did a little healing on Brian. That was fun. And I'm hoping to hear from somebody else tonight. The interesting thing about all this stuff is how it can work long distance. I find that just fascinating. I can sit here and picture Brian. Oh, here she comes. Hello, this is Marcia at Channeling Divine. How are you?
Hey, Marcia. This is Tammy. I had called in during break.
Hi, sweetie. Thanks for calling back. How are you?
Good. I want to tell you that I am very impressed with your ability. I've never heard of this type of ability. I mean, I think I've heard maybe that Daniel does this, but yours is totally different because you're singing in, what is that, Irish Gaelic or what is that?
That one was in Gaelic. So cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is just beautiful because he was, that other caller was talking about how he's connected with France or
right
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt a connection to Ireland, and I don't know why, but
awesome.
I have had a person tell me that they saw me as either a princess or a queen like previously in another lifetime.
Sure.
And I don't know if that's true or not, but the fact is I just do feel like I connect to Ireland.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so do I. Yeah. And I got the chance to go there this spring.
Oh, wow.
And
that is a trip I would love to take.
Yeah. It was absolutely fascinating. What I went over there for was to try to figure out if anybody else did this kind of stuff, because mm-hmm. I have never heard of anybody else doing it either. I did finally find somebody mm-hmm. in the United States who channels
wow.
mm-hmm. Native American music, mm-hmm. but you know, it's still completely different from what I do with it. So it's very interesting, and it's really interesting how it affects people, too.
Well, I almost sensed that you were going to cry there for a minute. I almost felt like you were getting a little sad when you were, I don't know if you were singing or you were talking about him picking up on, did he see this? It almost felt like that you were feeling sad. Like I felt like you were going to cry. Was I just making that up?
No. Anything that has to do with World War II basically makes me cry.
I feel like a little emotion coming from you right now for some reason.
Yeah. It is my first night. It might be that too.
I don't know. I was like, am I just making this up or what? But yeah, I just found what you do so fascinating and so cool. Just,
well, good. Thank you.
I love that, the music and everything. And I'm so glad you're on the air and that we get to hear all your music and your experiences and everything that you're going to share with everybody. Have a website?
I do have a website. We have a channelingdivine.com.
Okay.
That is, and it has my blog on it, so it's got some healing stories on it. And then for my work here in Billings, Montana, I'm at soulsyncbodywork.com also. So,
mm-hmm.
but the channelingdivine.com website is pretty fascinating. You know, that tells you about the energy work that I do and about kind of how, mm-hmm. about how mm-hmm. it works, and that it's long distance and you can be anywhere in the world.
Wow.
And
mm-hmm.
I can do this work for you. So, as long as you can hear me.
Fascinating. Yeah, it's just completely, it just boggles my mind. But as I was telling Daniel earlier, it just boggles my mind when I feel a spirit touch me, or I have this experience where, like, I feel energy coming from another person, just like this heart energy or something. It's just like, hello, what was that? You know, because I grew up in a lifestyle atmosphere where nobody talked about this kind of thing. There was nothing.
It
was
me too.
You know, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, you get online and it's like, wow, other people have these experiences. Maybe I'm not crazy.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and then
yeah.
as you get older, more of those experiences happen and stuff.
Right.
So.
You know, I was telling, I have a group of ladies that meets at my office on Wednesday nights, and I was just telling them earlier that one of them was talking about not being able to connect enough, you know, and she said, she said, I had all these things happen throughout my life, but I want to know how to do it consistently. And I thought, wow, how lucky that she had something happen to her when she was 3 and 5 and kept going throughout her life. When I, you know, all I remember is night terror. When I was, before I was 3, and then trying to heal a bird, and my dad getting mad at me for both times, and then I shut it all off and never did anything until people started telling me I was psychic, and I went, no, no, I'm not. So, in fact, Danielle is one of my biggest cheerleaders. She is definitely who I can credit for bringing me out the most, so.
Yeah. And it's amazing how that you can just, I don't, it's amazing. Does a spirit tell you about that person's past life? I mean, how do you know? Like, you knew the other guy was, you know, in the Paris Tower or whatever that.
Right.
And he was shot, or the fire hit him, or something.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know if he was looking at the Eiffel Tower, or you know, around Paris, so that he could see it, or if that was just his indication that it was in Paris, that it did happen in Paris, or around Paris and France somewhere, you know.
So do you get pictures, or do you just get sense?
Sometimes I get pictures. Sometimes I get little little snippets. Every once in a while, I will hear something. Most of it is a knowing or a feeling in my body. So, and that's part of what made it hard for me to accept that I actually did have gifts, was because I just know, what to sing and what to do with my hands. I just trust that it's right. And by the way, when I'm working, when I'm singing for people, I'm moving my hands around because I'm moving your energy. I'm not channeling energy into you, but I'm moving your energy around so that I can fix any holes or, you know, clear any spots that need to be cleared. So,
so now do you, can you see the energy around people?
Can I what?
Do you see the holes?
Do you I see? Nope. Again, it's just a knowing. Most of what I do is a knowing about where to go and what to do with it. So, yeah, I would love to be able to picture in my head what their energy is doing, but I really don't do that. My daughter does, and I think that's fabulous.
Wow.
In fact, she's the one I learned how to do this from, really. So she was 6.
She was 6 years old?
She was 6 years old, and I asked her to work on one of my clients and do a little energy work on her. And she went up, and she kind of swished her hands over the top of her knee, and she goes, there, it's all done. And I said, okay, will you explain to me what you did? And she said, well, geez, Mom, she was very impatient. She said, geez, Mom, you saw the hole there. You just moved the colors in until there's no hole anymore. And I went, oh.
Basically, if there's a hole that develops, then things can get, I guess, into that or cause, I guess, affliction or inflammation.
Well, that's, that's the indication of disease. By disease, I don't mean necessarily that, you know, there's there's cancer or whatever. What I mean is it's a place in my in the body or in the aura that's not comfortable. So something has happened, some kind of traumatic thing has happened in the auric field, and that transfers right down into the physical eventually. So. That's how our emotions
like
cause
that,
everything.
As you, because I know you work with past lives, do you feel like that people's past lives can still affect the aura into the next life?
Yep.
There can be a damaged area. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it's all energy. It all has to do with energy. So the aura, well, I believe the aura extends inside of us and affects everything. So in order to clear everything, you'd have to clear all the layers of the aura and then work in into the body and affect the cells too, which is why what I do is so effective, because it works on several different levels. And it also, it distracts you a little bit so that your brain is thinking about what I'm singing about instead of what I'm doing to, like, your feet. So that I can balance your chakras.
Person, like this other guy, he said he felt it in his eye chakra, and he felt it in his heart, or his heart chakra. Was that tailored just individually to him, is that he picked that up? Because I didn't feel any of that.
Yeah, because that's a beautiful song. That's how he was affected. Okay. And it didn't really have anything to do with the song. You know, it just, it was how everything was affected to him, so. So, Tammy, may I sing for you?
Sure. I'm all for it. Go for it. I'll try not to blush.
No. Okay. Well, I don't think anybody will see you.
I don't think I've ever had anybody sing to me except for when I'm listening to the radio or something.
Well, you know, at the very least, when I do this energy work on you, you're at least surrounded by somebody else's music, and that's a pretty big blessing in itself, you know? I know this because when I got that happen, or had that happen to me when I was in Scotland, a man that I call my fairy twin asked me if I wanted to stand there while he sang to me, and I said, oh yeah, I do. So I felt absolutely surrounded in his music. And music is love. So that was absolutely phenomenal to me. So anyway, if you'll just relax, I will do some energy work on you.
Okay.
All right, dear. My true love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, she moved through the fair, and fondly I watched her move here and move there, and she made her way homeward with one star awake. As the swan in the over the lake, the people were saying no to air were wed, but one has a sorrow that never was sad. And she smiled as she passed me with her goods and her gear. But that was the last I saw of my dear. Last night she came to me, my true love came in. So softly she entered, her feet made no din, and she laid her on me, and this wish she did say. It will not be long, love, till our wedding day. Okay, Tammy, how do you feel?
I feel fine. Now, do you make the song up, or is it just a song?
No, no. These are traditional Irish and Scottish songs that I've learned over the years. When I first started out doing it, I only had a few. Mm-hmm. Now I have quite the repertoire. But do you get headaches a lot?
Do I get headaches a lot? I did a while back. I don't anymore. Occasionally, I'll get one.
Cool. Yeah. Good. Well, hopefully most of that's like cleared out now.
Well, that's weird because I did feel something at the top of my head.
Did you? Okay.
I did feel a little sensation at the top of my head.
Good.
And I did feel something on the inner part of my right arm and the inner part of my left arm.
Cool.
And right below my right knee. And then also a little bit, but it was so mild. It's hard to explain.
Right. Well, it is pretty subtle. You know, it is energy work, so you're not going to get like slammed with a with a baseball bat.
Now,
I had
a few years ago, I had a really bad respiratory infection, and I had a lady that supposedly could come to your house in spirit and work for you. And it's funny because I had the phone, and so she's working on me. Or no, I think I didn't have the phone, but she said, I'll come on this time. Mm-hmm. And then I spoke with her later, and I told her what I could feel, and she's like, you felt all that? And I'm like, yeah, it was getting kind of painful. I felt like somebody was grabbing all this stuff out of my chest.
Yeah.
Just like, and she said, well, you had a lot of infection in there, mucus, and she was cleaning it out, and I could feel it. I thought that was really weird. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there are people that can do this. But
oh, yeah, yeah.
So did you, when you sang to me, did you pick up anything about a past life, or
you've had a few past lives in Ireland. I'm not sure if I can delineate a whole lot of them, but the one that I did see was spending a lot of time outdoors, like maybe farming or I didn't see any sheep, so I wouldn't think it was there's a lot of sheep in Ireland, but but I would guess that you were a farmer. But there were also a couple of lives where you fought for Ireland. Mm-hmm. So, and hopefully none of that was during the potato famine, because that, you know, farming during the potato famine was awful. But it felt like pretty good lives, except for maybe some of the fighting ones, you know. A lot of times, most of the time when we're at war, something traumatic happens. You never know what's going to happen, you know. But what I got to see was pretty peaceful. Mm-hmm. But I did get the sense that there were a lot of lifetimes in Ireland, and that's why you're so connected to it. So it'd be interesting for you to go over there, too.
Yeah, it's like if I could live there, I would, really.
Oh, absolutely, I would too.
I like green. I like green. I like just the way people talk. And when I see the landscape, I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful.
You know, and people are so friendly.
And everything.
You think people are friendly in Montana or you know, around the United States anywhere? It's ridiculously friendly over there. If they think you're stressed out, they will take care of you. It's wonderful.
That is so cool.
Absolutely amazing. So, but yeah, when I do a session for you that's not on the air, we can go more in depth and talk about what's going on in your specific world, you know. But I did feel some stuff going on in your head and some going on in your feet. But the good thing is I didn't feel anything, you know, no big diseases coming on or anything. And I wouldn't tell you anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Because I don't believe in that. I believe I believe that if I told you that you might get cancer in the next couple of years, you will believe that.
Oh,
and
no.
You will get it.
Oh,
so
no, we don't want to accept
no,
that.
No, I don't do that.
I found it interesting, though, that you did pick that particular song because I was listening to it with that wedding and stuff like that because, well, I feel like I've moved past that, but I had a lot of bad relationships this lifetime where I was cheated on, like, every single relationship that I've had.
Hmm.
So it was kind of interesting. And plus, I felt replaced. Like you say, leave at the altar, she left me, or something like that. So I kind of felt like I was replaced in a couple of scenarios.
Interesting.
Not scenarios, for relationships. And then the third one, my marriage, it almost felt like that I was going to be treated that way as well.
Because
it was like, boom, 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 you know, like that kind of thing. So I thought the song that you picked was a very interesting song.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, they do that. I don't do it. So well, my guides tell me which to sing. So, but it's interesting.
There may be
What's that?
Go ahead. Sorry. Oh, I was just going to say that there may be other people that want to call in, but I wanted to let you finish what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Might want to look into a past life are you in a relationship currently?
Oh, I'm married. Yes. Uh-huh. I've been married about 18 years.
Awesome.
But my husband is on a boat all the time working.
Oh.
So when he comes home, he's only home for like 10 or 15 days.
Uh-huh.
So it's like being alone all the time.
Yeah.
But he kind of had some, you know, things online that he was doing. Like, he got lonely and bored, but then it was just almost like a betrayal to me. Like, is this going to go further? But that's been like a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that we've moved past that. But so it was just like all the most pertinent relationships I felt like that I had that I was always like, you know, replaced with another person or betrayed. So
yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of has been a theme for me, but I'm
right.
hoping this is not going to be like that. So I was just saying that the song that you picked was kind of, I guess it fits.
Right, right. And I would, you know, I would definitely look into some past life healing for that because you might be calling that to you because it happened so many times before.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be a good idea. So if you'd like, give me a call or, you know, my phone number is 406-281-0135. And it's also on both of my websites, and they're both on the chat room, I see. So thanks, Sean.
Okay. Now, do you have a Facebook webpage that you accept?
I do.
On
yeah. My Facebook page is I don't even know what it says. But you can look me up. It's Marcia Culver Reichert. Culver is C-O-L-V-E-R.
Okay, so you're okay with accepting people on your page?
Too? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then my work right. website is SoulSync Body Work. So,
SoulSync Body Work. Okay. Well, thank you so much for working
okay.
on me. And
thank you.
I'm going to enjoy listening to your program, and I hope other people will call in. Call in, people. Come on.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you so much. You have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So Sherry has asked a question, and she says, "Hi, sometimes I feel fearful or stuck concerning my power. Was once told I was hanged once in a previous life for speaking out about my powers or professing power. What do you think?" Yep, Sherry, I absolutely agree. Many of us who do this kind of work have been persecuted for doing any of this because there was that whole witch trial thing that happened, you know? So lots of us were killed in different ways, and hanging was a pretty prevalent one. So if that comes up in your throat chakra, like if you feel like something's tightening around your throat every time you start to talk about your power, then that's probably where it happened and what happened to you. But you can always give me a call and we can talk about it too. So Sean's telling me we got to wrap this thing up. So I'm going to tell you how to get a hold of me. I'm at 406-281-0135. My websites are channelingdivine.com and soulsyncbodywork.com. And I have a business here in Billings, Montana at 208 North 29th Street, Suite 227. Stop in and see me. I would love to talk to you. And I'm not sure if there's anything else, but thank you very much for calling in, all the callers, and thanks everybody for listening.